This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about priorities. Hi everyone, it's Matt here, and thank you very much for listening to this episode. I have not uploaded a podcast episode for a little bit, and I mean, we're not talking weeks here, we're talking a few days, and that's because school has started up. It's been a really busy start to the school year, a very good start to the school year though. I'm busy teaching, I'm busy coaching, I'm busy trying to do all of the school commitments that I have and trying to balance all of the commitments that I've made for myself with Greatness Every Day and so many other things. And it's been really, really good. I am exhausted. And that's the point for this podcast episode. That's where that point came from, talking about priorities. And I've had a surprising amount of people reach out to me over the past week, and they said that they've enjoyed listening to the podcast. People that I don't know have reached out to me. So that was really encouraging for me. That was another reason that I wanted to get another podcast episode out. So if you have been one of those people that reach out to me saying that you're listening to the podcast, I had a few people reach out as well and ask how I recommended they start their podcast. And those questions and just reaching out to me means so much to me. It's really neat to hear that people are enjoying the lessons that I talk about on the different podcast episodes, and I hope that you're going to find value in our lesson on priorities today. And I don't think this is an issue that it's only me that deals with, so I think it's a great topic to spend some time on. So, how do you set your priorities? This is the question I have for you now. Do you set them by your job? Do you set your priorities by your family? Do you set them because it's something that you like to do, or do you set them another way? How do you set your priorities? And I think that it's important to ask yourself two things: what you're doing and why. For me, balancing professional life and personal life are priorities. It's a challenge that I have because professionally, I am a high school teacher and I'm very involved in my school community. I coach a lot of sports, I do a lot of teaching, I do a lot of extra projects, because I think that's really how school was intended when it was first designed, to make a difference in your community. So I have to live by that if that's really what I believe. I have to live that out in my actions and my everyday life. I came home from school last week. We've been going for just over 2 weeks now, and I came from home from school last week, and all I wanted to do was fall asleep on the couch, if I'm being completely honest for you, because I would get to school early and I leave late and I teach and I interact with students and I do some extra things and I coach, and by the time I get home, I hit the couch and all I want to do is fall asleep, not just because I'm exhausted, I don't even want to eat supper. I'm just so tired. But I knew that wouldn't be good. And if I did that 1 or 2 days, I'm going to get tired. I'm not going to fall asleep at night. If I fall asleep in the afternoon, I'm just going to get stuck in an unhealthy rut, basically. So even though my body was telling me not to, even though I wanted to, I just couldn't, and I didn't. And I was very happy about that. And I have personal commitments to myself to stay in shape and be the best version of myself each and every day. And that takes a lot of attention as well. So I'm still juggling that idea of the professional and personal lives that I live, as well as kind of just the idea of priorities. Where do I put my priorities? I also have commitments with Greatness Every Day that I really want to explore. And those are things that I don't even get paid for. And I'm just grinding it out, trying to get as many videos out, trying to get a post or two up every single day, trying to get podcast episodes out. And I love it. I'm passionate about it. I believe that it's my purpose. But I do need to really manage my energy to make sure that I can do what I have to with my life and be responsible in that way. Right now, it's about 11 o'clock at night, and I'm recording a podcast episode. My other priorities here, I'm not married, but I have commitments with my family and my friends, and so many other things that are there. And I really don't believe I'm the only one. I'm going to be honest here. I don't think I'm telling you these commitments because these are the realities of my life. And I don't think I'm the only one with these commitments. And I don't think I'm the busiest person around. It's just the reality over the past 2 weeks since school started up that I've really had to check back in with myself after a good summer off where I really kind of did what I want. And I had to ask myself, what are my priorities? It's really important to continuously check in with yourself and ask those two things. What am I doing and why am I doing it? For me, if it's not something that's important, I shouldn't be doing it. I don't have time to waste. I have so many things that I want to do and accomplish in my days. So what am I doing and why am I doing it allows me to really stay focused on my purpose. Okay, if not, it's really easy to lose that focus of what's important and what I value. So you also need to know why you value those things. And that's a really important part to those two questions. All right, I'm not here to tell you to value one thing over the other. I shouldn't tell you how to live your life, but I'm here to get you to think about it. That's what I can do. And when you recognize that on your own, in your own life, that is where it becomes powerful because it's not somebody else advising you or telling you where to go or what to do or how to act. It's you taking ownership for your life and doing it. You are living it out. So I'm not telling you what to do, but I am telling you today to make time today to take some serious time and reflect on that and do that continuously. Do that weekly, do that daily as you go through your life and make sure to kind of check in with yourself. So my current reflections on these challenges that I have right now, one, I have a lot going on. I've always been the person to take a lot on. I've also been the person to really gauge my energy and know kind of how much energy I'm putting out and really am I balancing things and is it going to work in the long term? Will I have longevity with the things that I'm doing right now? And I have to watch that and I have to gauge that very carefully. I think that I'm pretty good at gauging that because of, I really believe my sports training has really allowed me to really kind of recognize that stuff. Whereas some people kind of hit the fan, they crash, they hit the wall, and it all goes downhill. I do not get to that point often, if at all. So I'm very grateful for kind of the ability to recognize that stuff. But I am looking at things as work started up and I have more commitments and I have coaching commitments. And pretty soon I'll be coaching two sports on top of school and everything. I really have to kind of take a real look at what I'm trying to do with greatness every day. Am I focusing on Instagram and YouTube and the podcast all together all the time? If I'm doing that, what is the most efficient way to do that? Maybe that's I wake up on Saturday morning and put a few hours in doing work for that. And I get prepare the work for the week so that it's not going to be as much it'll just be like a maintenance work as I go through my week rather than a content creation page. And every time that I have to do something, rather than make this podcast, the podcast would already be made and I can just upload it. So that's one thing I'm considering. I'm considering, do I scale back? Instead of two posts every day on Instagram, do I just put one post up? And then from there, I go ahead and maybe add a double post when I can. And that might be the right answer. So I'm going to be experimenting with some of this stuff. These are my reflections on my current challenges related to priorities. But I really want you to focus in on these two questions. Again, what am I doing and why am I doing it? You have to be able to answer those questions because they're so important when it comes to prioritizing things in our lives. To wrap up our podcast, our goal is to help inspire you to live a great life, and I really trust that our topic today did that for you. We upload a quote and words of encouragement to our Instagram page daily. We also have a really cool fitness challenge going on called 50 Days of Fitness. Do something related to fitness each and every day for 50 days. Tag us in the post. Use the hashtag greatness every day and the hashtag 50 Days of Fitness, and it's been great to see some of your entries, some of the changes that you're making in your life, and really taking initiative and taking that drive to make your life great every single day. We do that, and we challenge you to go out and live a great life because we want to be an encouragement. That is why we're here. That's why I'm up at 11 o'clock at night recording this podcast. I want to encourage you in your life to live your greatest life possible. So find us on any social media platform, at least the big ones that you're on. And if you like this podcast episode, I'd greatly appreciate it if you went, you shared it with somebody, you went, you wrote a review, you put the numbers in, you put a nice text review. Be honest, it helps get the podcast out there to more people. And we really want people to hear what we're talking about, especially our episode today on priorities. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.